Shalom Aleichem again, everyone. This is a second shiur based on Likutei Sichos Chelek Yud Zayin, the Sicha of Erev Pesach. In the first shiur, we studied Be'iyun, the entire Sicha, the different points of the Sicha. First of all, the Chkira, the first Nafkamina, the second Nafkamina, the first Re'ayah of the Rebbe, the second proof of the Rebbe, and eventually the Hacha and the Maskana of the Rebbe in the Sicha. I'm not going to go back to all the details. Kedai to listen first the first part of the shir, part one. And now we are going to go through a few iyunim, 4 points, 4 nekudas that requires clarification, understanding, and we'll see. Try to give an understanding on the oimek hakavana of the Rebbe. First, with regard to the chkira itself and footnote 3. Second, with regard to footnote 9. Then, I'm going to clarify the Kavana in footnote 13. And fourth, Evart, based on what the Rebbe say at the end of Seif Gimel. So let's begin with the first Nekuda. The Chkira. The Rebbe brings the Chkira in Seif Aleph. Begeder Tchias Atainis. Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, the halacha is, the Tainis B'Cheres is Nitre to Thursday. But the Tchia to Thursday, we can explain it, we can define it in 2 ways. One is Tashlumin, the other is Chiyuv. The first way, Tashlumin, is Upshat Azay. The Chiyuv remains on Shabbos. But Thursday, it's pushed away to Thursday. Thursday we fulfill, we kind of paying our debt by fasting on Thursday for the Chiyuv of Shabbos. That's one way. Second way, the Chiyuv was ne'eka, was removed from Shabbos, and it was placed and fixed on Thursday. Thursday now is not the tashlumin to the Chiyuv of Shabbos. Thursday is the new Zman HaChiyuv. And the Nafka Mina says the Rebbe, Shachach Leisanes, he forgot to fast on Thursday. What should he do on Friday? According to Tashlumin, well, he missed the Tashlumin on Thursday. He can do the Tashlumin on Friday. So he fasts on Friday to be Mekayim, his Chiyuv, which still exists, his Chiyuv of Shabbos. Shenken, according to the second side, the Chiyuv is Ne'eka from Shabbos and was placed on Thursday. If he forgot to fast on Thursday, then that's it. Too late. He doesn't have to fast on Friday. That's the first Nafka Mina. And then the Rebbe continues. Seif Dalet through Vav. Gives a second Nafka Mina. Katan Shehigdil. And the Nafka Mina goes like this. Bekitzel. Katan Shehigdil B'Shabbos. In a year of Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. What do we do? Who fasts? The father, nobody, the son. The Rebbe says like this. According to the way of Chiyuv, that the Tainis was Ne'eka from Shabbos, and it was placed on Thursday, then that's the Zman HaChiyuv. During the Zman HaChiyuv, the Bechor is a cotton, so the father fasts for his B'nai cotton. Hashem, according to the side of Tashlumin, so there are 2 shlav in the Sicha. First shlav is nobody fast, because we cannot ask the father to fast for his son that will become a gadol on Shabbos. And we cannot be mechayev the son, cotton, to fast on Thursday as a tashlumin for his chiyuv as a gadol. And even if he fasts, it won't work. According to certain shittas, when he does something as a cotton, it cannot work for him to fulfill his chiyuv as a gadol. And then the second shlav in the Sicha at the end, the Rebbe says, more than that, we are actually, according to the side of Tashlumin, we will say that we are Mechayev, the son, the Ben HaKotm, we are Mechayev him to fast on Thursday to fulfill his Chiyuv that he will have eventually on Shabbos as a Gadol. This is the Chkira and the 2 Nafkaminas that the Rebbe says in the Sicha. Now, in footnote 3, the Rebbe says, Behabole Kaman, Re'ei Sefer Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. If you remember, the beginning of the first year, We said that this sicha was said Yud Alef Nisan Tovshin Lamed Dalet, and which was a year such as the Gvius of this year of Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. That year, Tovshin Lamed Dalet, is Harav Tzvi Cohen, Neretz Yisrael, published a sefer Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. He published many sfarim, Likudim of Halacha, but he published that year a sefer Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, which has a perek base, full perek on Tanis Bocheres, on the prote dinim of what to do for Tanis Bocheres with regards to such a year of Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. And there, in the sefer, he touches about a few points that the Rebbe touches in the sicha. And so the Rebbe in the sicha is metzayin to his sefer. Not only the Rebbe is metzayin, the Rebbe is metzayin twice. First in Sif Aleph, the Rebbe says, "Shtelzer de Shaila." Somebody forgot what should he do on Friday. Behabale Kaman says the Rebbe, look in Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. Again, Sif Dalet, with regard to the second Nafkamina, Katan Shehigdil, at the end of the first Keta, if you take a look there, there is again a Tziun of 3, which is Heorah 3, which the Rebbe says, basically, again, Behabale Kaman, with regard to the second Afkamina, Katan Shehigdil, take a look at Erev Pesach, Re'eh, Sefer Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. So, Daf Hashtein, what's going on here? And you'll say, well, simple. Rabbi is just referring to some of the points that he mentioned in the Sicha, which are mentioned there, in the Sefer. But first of all, what I'd like to know is, Which are the points which are mentioned in the Sicha, which are already mentioned in the Sefer? That's number one. And which are the points which, obviously, in the Sicha, they are Chidushim, Heisofes, there are things which are not mentioned there in the Sefer. So which exactly are the Inyanim that are mentioned and not mentioned? That's number one. But really, it's more than that. As we'll see, even with regard to those Inyanim, which apparently are already mentioned in the Sefer there of Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, which the Rebbe brings again here in the Sicha, Shleimar, that there is Chidushim in the Rebbe's Sicha of how the Rebbe understood those Inyonim, those Nekudas, versus how they were understood and said and explained in the Sefer there of Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. And I'd like to say that this is the Rebbe's Kavana in those footnotes, Eorah 3 in Seif Aleph, Eorah 3 in Seif Dalet. The Rebbe is not just referring to the Sefer, saying, you know, a reference to some of the thing that we say, look there, and he also says the same thing. Now, the Rebbe wants to say here, Shleima, that Re'ei there, and you'll see and you'll realize the Chidushim of the Sicha, meaning based on how he understood there, you can see how the Rebbe now understood it differently, and according to that, as you'll see, comes out many nafkaminas with regard to how the Rebbe understood the chkira and the inyanim here in the sicha. So first, I'd like to clarify which are the inyanim that are mentioned there, which are mentioned in the sicha, and which are the ktaim in the sicha, which are not mentioned at all in the sefer over there. So there in the sefer of Pesach B'Shabbos, Perek Beis, Tanis Becheres, He'ora Zayin, if you take a look there, he brings the chkira of Tchias HaTainis, that we can learn in two ways, as the Rebbe says here in the sicha apparently. One way is Tashlumin, the other way is Akira, and we were kaveh the zman achiyuv to before Shabbos. Then he says, based on this chkira, nafkamina benageya the katan shehigdil. So he brings the nafkamina of katan shehigdil, which the Rebbe brings in Siv Dalet, and he says that this case will depend on the chkira. But here's the thing. With regard to the Shachach Lis'anes, which is the first nafkamina the Rebbe brings in the Sicha, although he brings the Shaila, whether we have to fast on Friday or not, he deals with it, but he doesn't say that this Shaila depends on the Chkira that he himself brings. That is something that the Rebbe says in the Sicha, which he doesn't say there. And mit der Verstehen von was, we have to understand why, Take, we'll soon see, Ba'arichus, what's the nuance here, what's the difference. But I just want first to point out that he doesn't say that this Shaila depends on the Chkira. So, when the Rebbe says, tells her the Shaila, 3, Behabale Kaman, well, with regard to Shachach Li'isanes, I mean, Be'ashkav HaRishon, when you take a look at the Sicha, you think that this entire Sif Aleph is there. But it's not exactly that. What the Rebbe means is that he deals with that Shaila, but not as, and he deals also with the Chkira, but not necessarily that he connects the two, and he says that this Shaila depends on this Chkira. So that's number one. Another thing which is in the Sicha and it's not there is with regard to Katan Shehigdil. So the entire Seif Dalet through Vav, that means the Chiddush that Rebbe says, according to the side of Tashlumin, the Katan will have to fast. That's not at all there in the Sefer. There, he brings a Nafkamina, how the Rebbe understands in Seif Dalet, which is in Anfang. Which is, he says, Katan Shehigdil, what's going to be the Nafkamina? He says, according to the side of Chiyuv, the father will have to fast on Thursday. According to the side of Tashlumin, nobody will have to fast. The father cannot fast for his son, and the katan we cannot be mechayev him, so nobody will have to fast. Which means he learns, according to the Nafkamina, how the Rebbe understood in the beginning, that means in Seif Dalet. But he doesn't bring the chiddush of Seif Hevav, which is that the Rebbe says we can learn that the katan will have to fast. That's number one. Another thing is that even when he brings nafkamina, here there is a nekuda the Rebbe brings that he doesn't, which is he says if it's tashlumin, we cannot be mechayev the father and we cannot be mechayev the katan. Good, but the Rebbe adds here another nekuda, which is true. We cannot be mechayev the father. We cannot be mechayev the katan. But even, says the Rebbe, even if the katan will decide to fast, mitzad chinuch, let's say he wants to, it's still shaklevetai nachenim if mehane, if meaning his fast as a katan, will basically help him as a gadol, and according to shitas in nachenim, it won't help. That nekuda, that even if the katan goes ahead and fast, it won't work for him as a gadol, is not mentioned there in the sefer. So I just want to mention first, what are the nekudas that are mentioned in the Sicha which are not mentioned there? And obviously, the proof as the how the Rebbe explains it from Tiny Sester and then from the Siyum, these are nekudas which the Rebbe is mechadish in the Sicha and so on. But with regard to when the Rebbe says behabale kaman re'ei, 3 eshtelzu the shayla in Seif Aleph, here, like I said, it's not necessarily that he says that this shayla depends on the chkira. And with regard to Behabale Kaman 3 in Katan Shehigdil in Seif Dalet, the Rebbe says Behabale Kaman Becholus, but there are nekudas there in the Sicha which are not mentioned at all in the Sefer of Pesach Shecham B'Shamus. So these are some of the chidushim of the Sicha over what it's mentioned there. But Yeshlema, and we're going to go further, that even with regards to what he says, meaning, for example, first and foremost, the Chkira, there is a Chiddush of how the Rebbe learns it versus how he learns it. And that's really, in fact, the main point, is that he learned the Chkira one way, and then the Rebbe learned the Chkira in a different way. And according to that, we'll see that there will be even Nafkaminus, it will come out Nafkaminus, even Lahalocha Lemaise, based on how he learns the Chkira versus based on how the Rebbe learns the Chkira. So let's begin with that. He learns the Chkira the following way. He says, according to the side of Tashlumin, so what is the how do we understand that? Tashlumin meaning the chiyuv remains on Shabbos, and Thursday is Tashlumin for Shabbos, exactly how the Rebbe learns in the Sicha. But here is the difference. According to the side of chiyuv, this is what he says there. He says, with Chachamim, we're oiker we're oiker the chiyu from Shabbos, and they placed it on before Shabbos. When? Well, Thursday, Friday. Lechatchila Thursday. And if we can't, mezo siba shetiye, then Friday is also good. Meaning, he understood the side of Chiyuv. The main nekuda is that we were oiker the Chiyuv from Shabbos. But not that we placed it on Thursday and it became a takana kavua to Thursday. No. We're kavua to before Shabbos. When? Well, because of Kavod Shabbos lechatchila, we're not going to be kavua on Friday, so we're going to put it on Thursday. But if, for whatever reason, somebody did not do it on Thursday, he still has a chance, mitzad zman achiyuv, to do it on Friday. That's how you learn the side of chiyuv. Mashe Enken, the Rebbe, learns it differently. And I will understand also in the Sicha, there's a whole sagrayim, a whole parenthesis that the Rebbe adds, which, Shlema, that this is what the Rebbe means by adding this parenthesis. And we'll see clearly in the Lashon of the Rebbe that it's very different. The Rebbe learns the Chir this way. Tashlumin, how he learned also, meaning here there is no difference, that Chiyuv remains on Shabbos and Tashlumin, Thursdays are Tashlumin for Shabbos. But in the side Chiyuv, the Rebbe learns like this. Chachamim were oiker the Chiyuv from Shabbos, and they placed it on Thursday. Thursday became the new Zman HaChiyuv. And that's it. It's Thursday, not Friday. Friday is not even in the picture. He learns in Erev Pesach Chol Shabbos, they were oike from Shabbos, and they were kivea to before Shabbos. Kaidem HaShabbos. When? Well, either Thursday or bediyeved Friday. Masha'en, and the Rebbe learns name. Chachamim were, according to that side, they were oike the chiyu from Shabbos, and they were kivea it to Thursday. And only Thursday. Finish. Friday isn't part of the chiyuv. Take a look how the Rebbe says it in Ois Aleph, the base there. I mean the second way. The Rebbe says like this: Gam az lechatchila is the tchiya funtainis einyan shel tashlumin fun erev Pesach. And then here is the bracket that I was referring to before. Un euch die Akdama Satanis zu Yom Heu Nitle Yom Vav is mitzal Asibat Zdodis Vav mi nit kevea Atanis lechatrile Biyom Vav Ere Shabbos Kedesh. Aber noch dem wieder Tanis in Igba Givorn le Yom He is Yom He Givorn der Zman Achiyuv. Rebbe learns that it was in Akira un Ahanocha. That means they were oikeh first from Shabbos, and they placed it, they were kiveah, onto Thursday. And Thursday is the Zman HaChiyuv. V'yishlemar, as Rebbe learned this way, because obviously it's more mistaber, meaning, according to the way he learns there in Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, there is no Yesoid to that way, meaning why would Chachamim do something like that? Well, why not just leave it Tashlumin? Leave the Chiyuv on Shabbos, and Thursday will be Tashlumin. Meaning, my Hirvachta, what do we win, and why should we? What's the Yesoid of doing that, of being Oiker the Chiyuv on Shabbos, and what? And put it on before Shabbos, either Thursday or Friday. What's the point, and what do you say to that way, to that understanding? But according to the Rebbe, the Yosaid, as the Rebbe says, "Okiyadua me'en dugma laze," and the Rebbe brings the Ragat Shava, and we spoke about it in the first year, footnote 6. The Rebbe says the Yosaid is how to understand the Takanas de Chachamim. There are two ways to understand the Takanas de Chachamim. One that is based and defined, and always defined based on the Tam. And the other is that once Chachamim, even though Al-Khatrila there was a Tam, once Chachamim ben Atakana, it became a Takana bifne Atzma, it became Kavua, Takana, Isur be'etzem, Takana be'etzem, and so on. So that's the Yosai to the side of Chiyuv. So if we learn this way, it makes sense to say that once Chacham, even though Shabbos, the reason we cannot fast Shabbos is a Sibbat studies, and even though the reason we cannot do on a Friday is also a Sibbat studies, and that's why it arrived all the way to Thursday. But once we fixed it on Thursday, that's it. It became Takana Bifnei Atzma. It became Mamesh Thursday, the Zman HaKavua, the Zman HaChiyuv. That's the Yosai to that Shita. So it makes sense to say that it became Kavua to Thursday, and it's not just, you know, either Thursday or Friday. Akoponim, that's how the Rebbe learns the Chkira. The Mele comes out, and Afkamina, now we understand also why he, in Sefer Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shavis, he doesn't connect the Shachach Lis Anois to the Chkira. Mashenk and the Rebbe says that Shachar Litnos will depend on the Chkira Mamish. Dehainu. According to his way, either side, whether you learn Tashlumin or whether you learn Chiyuv, if somebody forgot to fast on Thursday, well, he should fast on Friday. According to the side of Tashlumin Boru, because he still has his Tashlumin of his Chiyuv, but even according to the side of Akira from Shabbos, it's not like, according to him, that we're Kaveh Adavka on Thursday, but we're just Oiker the Chiyuv from Shabbos to what? To before Shabbos. Now before Shabbos, you have plan A, plan B. You can do it on Thursday. If you don't do it on Thursday, the Moshal, you forgot. You do it on Friday. Mashenk, and according to the Rebbe, Nein. That's why the Rebbe says, Nafkemina, this Shaila depends on the Chkira. According to Tashlumin, so obviously, Bo, you'll do it on Friday. But according to the side of the Chiyuv, because the Chiyuv was fixed to Thursday, says the Rebbe, you forgot to fast on Thursday. What happens? Well, too late. You don't fast on Friday. So that's one difference when the guy shochach. But there will be another difference between how he learns the Chkira versus how the Rebbe learns the Chkira. And that is, with regard to Katan Shehigdil, the Nafkamina in the Sicha is Benagea Katan Shehigdil on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. I mean, Yudalit Nisan, right? On Shabbos. So the Bar Mitzvah was on Shabbos. And the Nafkamina was, if it's the side of Chiyuv, the father fasts on Thursday for the Bocher Katan. If it's the Tashlumin, then the whole pilpul, either that nobody fasts, or that eventually that the Katan fasts. But he, in the Sefer of Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, he brings another case. In addition to the case of Bar Mitzvah Katan Shehigdil on Shabbos, that means Yudalit Nisan, brings a second case where the Bar Mitzvah Katan Shehigdil on Friday, on Yud Gimel Nisan. And there he says that according to either side, whether the side of Tashlumin or the side of Chiyuv, we will say that the father doesn't fast on Thursday, but we wait to Friday, and on Friday when the cotton becomes a gadol, Bar Mitzvah, then he fasts for his own chiyuv. And that's how he explains it. According to the side of Tashlumin, he says, so we cannot ask the father to fast for his son on Thursday, that's for sure. That's not going to work, because it's Tashlumin for his Chiyuv as a gadol on Shabbos. And the cotton, he's on Thursday a cotton. So he cannot fast as a cotton. So Bediyeved, what's going to be? Meaning it's a case of Bediyeved now. Well, wait the next day. Next day it's Friday. is a gadol, he fasts. He fasts mamash as a gadol, Friday, tashlumin. Then he says, Leimi baya according to the side of tashlumin, but even according to the side of chiyuv, we will say that the cotton fasts as a gadol on Friday. Why? Because here's the thing. He learned the side of chiyuv that were oiker the chiyuv from Shabbos to what? To before Shabbos. When? Well, Thursday, Friday. If it's possible, Thursday should be Thursday. If it's not possible, should be Friday. But mainly in the case of the cotton, shehigdil b'yom shishi, which he, for him, it's not possible to fast on Thursday. He'll fast on Friday, mitzad zman achiyuv. That's how he learned. So according to him, either way, tashlumin o chiyuv, the cotton will fast for his own chiyuv on Friday, the day becomes a bar mitzvah. Masha ein ken yeshleiman, according to the Rebbe, things will be different. Meaning that the according to the Rebbe, if we learn tashlumin, so in Nachem it will be just like he said in the Sefer of Pesach Shechad B'Shabbos. That means that the father, of course, cannot fast on Thursday for his son because it's tashlumin al tzachiyuv agadol. What do? We wait till Friday, but Yaved, the cotton can do his fast, and the gadol, now he's a gadol, bar mitzvah, can do his fast as tashlumin, and the day becomes a bar mitzvah on Friday. But if we hold like the side of chiyuv, then according to the Rebbe, what's the pshat? Pshat is that we're oikir the chiyuv from Shabbos, and we placed it on Thursday. Now Thursday is the zman chiyuv, not Friday at all. The mele was going to be, the din's going to be, just like the Rebbe said in the Sicha, for a cotton shehigdil Shabbos. That means that if the chiyuv is on Thursday, and Thursday the bechor is a cotton, so the father fasts. The father will fast for his bechor cotton, because that's the day of the chiyuv. So it comes out, and mamash, a nafkamina la'alacha, according to the understanding of the sad chiyuv in the Sefer Shechad B'Shabbos, it will be the cotton who will fast on Friday. And according to the Rebbe, according to the side chiyuv, it will be the father who will fast on Thursday for the son. So it's mamish, like the Havan and the Chkira comes out. Here we see two differences, b'negi ha-shochach, we see another difference, b'negi ha-katan shehigdil b'yam shishi. The truth is, if you take a look in the Sefer there, in the Yoharis and everything, you'll see there are other chilukim that will come out from how the Havana of the Chkira according to the Sefer there versus the Havana of the Chkira of how the Rebbe understands and explains the Chkira in the Sicha. The Shleimar, that this is, I could say perhaps that this is what the Rebbe means in footnote 3, Rehei, Be'abel Lekaman, Rehei, Sefer of Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. The Rebbe is not just here, you know, making a reference to take a look of, you know, some of the inyanim that we said in the Sicha are mentioned there. But the Rebbe is saying, almost like Avyochel, if we can say, the Rebbe is saying, look there, look how he understands the Chkira versus how we understand the Chkira here in the Sicha. And first of all, it's a whole different Havana. It's a whole different Chkira. And second, will come out a nafkamina b'negia shochach versus by him. There is no nafkamina b'shochach. And by cotton shehigdil, by him, b'yem shishi, there'll be no nafkamina. Everyone will agree the cotton said the god, meaning the bar mitzvah, fast on Friday. Mashenkin, according to us here in the Sicha, will be different. And so on. This is the kavanah of the Rebbe in footnote 3. Now let's move on to Hora 9. What's Hora 9? What's going on there? I mean, the Pnim says, according to the side of Chiyuv, Shachach Lis Anais, you forgot to fast on Thursday. Too late. You don't fast on Friday. And then the Rebbe says in the footnote, Rebbe adds Hora 9. Mikiven sheyesh emrim de bigvir zu ein misanim klau Ein tzorich lehashlim lachazmanai. Because there is such a shita who hold that bichlal, ein bigviu zu bichlal medaf nisht, we don't have to fast. Who is this shita? It's a shita that is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, meaning it's not some a shita in Rishenim, in Geonim, it's a shita mamash in Halacha, and not just that, according to some. And that's the day, and that's the shita of the Mechaber, because the Mechaber brings two shitas. The first one, Yesh Emrim, Misanim on Thursday, the Yesh Emrim, Misanim, that Ein Misanim Klal, and after that, the Ramo says the Halacha is that Misanim on Yom Chamishi, on Thursday. But the Mechaber, when he says Yeshem v'Yeshemrim, according to the Klolim, but the Mechaber is Halacha ki Yeshemrim Basra, is Halacha like the second Yeshem. That means that if we're going to follow those Klolim, that means the Mechaber holds like the Shita of Amis Anim Klal. So it's not just a Psa Shita, according to some, the Mechaber Haltazoi. Anyhow, because there is such a Shita that Bigviu zu ein misanim klal, so the Rebbe, we can be makil that ein tzorich lehashlim lachazmanai, you won't, meaning we're metzarev that shita to say that ebazai, he doesn't have to fast achazmanai, doesn't have to be mashlim. So there are a few things that we need to understand in this he'ara. First of all, should the pshat of the he'ara, and also the mikum, the placement of this information, of this nekuda, in the footnote, and not in the pnim. And after that, we have to understand the he'ara itself, the yesoid of lehashlim lachazmanai and everything. So I'd like to go shlav by shlav. First of all, I want to clarify what's the kavanah of the Rebbe here, what's the pshat pashut, what is the Rebbe saying, before we get into the Yesod, into the Mekairos, into the understanding of what's going on, the Gufo Shel Inyan. First, I want to clarify the Kavan of the Rebbe. Meaning, Be'ashkaf HaRishena, apparently, this He'ara is crucial for the Nafkamina. What is the whole Nafkamina? The whole Nafkamina between the side of Tashlumin and the side of Chiyuv is, according to the side of Tashlumin, you fast. If you miss Thursday, you fast on Friday, right? According to the side of Chiyuv, if you miss Thursday, you'll have to fast after. Why? Apparently, it's based on the Svara. I mean, you miss the Chiyuv, but there is still an Inyan to be Mashlim Zan Lachazmanai. That's what the Rebbe said. No. Mikivan Sheyesh Emrim, the big views, and Misanim Klal, and then you don't have to be Mashlim Lachazmanai. So at the end of the day, why you don't fast? Because of the Heara, of the Svara of Mikivan Sheyesh Emrim as a Misanim Klal. That's what we make you. So why is that? Why is that in a footnote? Why isn't that part of the pnim? Meaning it should be part of the pnim. That's crucial to understand why you don't have to be mashlim after. So let's clarify first what's going on here and what's the pshat. What the Rebbe say in the pnim, what the Rebbe say in the he'ara. Really, it's a he'ara, meaning it's a hisof on the pnim. There is first the pnim, there is nafkamina and everything as well. And then the Rebbe is meisif nocha nekuda. And that belongs in the footnote. We explain that this is the pshat. Already in the pnim, on the he'ara, without the he'ara, we already have a nafkamina between the first side and the second side. Even if we learn, meaning we don't have the svara of the footnote that mikivan shiyeshem misanim klal, that's why in tzarech lehashlim lachazmanai. So let's assume that in the pnim, that we do have to be mashlim lachazmanai. If you miss the fast of Thursday, even according to the side of chiyuv, there is a din that you have to be mashlim lachazmanai. And what's this din, by the way? That's the second part of this whole bilpul, is that I'm going to try to understand the Yusoid, the Mokka of the Rebbe, but clearly from the Rebbe there is such a din, right? So you have to be Mashl Nachazmanai. Lo Yitzir in the Pnim, you have to be Mashl Nachazmanai. So you'll say, well, what's the Nafkamina? According to both ways, Ebazoi, you have to fast. If you miss the fast on Thursday, you have to fast after. Abay Shlema, there is a major Nafkamina. First of all, a nafkamina in Havana, in Yonit. And second, there is even a nafkamina lemaisa already in the Pnim without even getting to the footnote yet. And that is, number one, even if according to both sides you have to fast after, but it's a different type of a fast. According to the side of Tashlumin, the gather of the Tainis is Tainis Bechairas. You still have the Chiyuv. You do your Tashlumin of Tainis Bechairas. The Chiyuv is still there. And the fast that you will say that you will do on Friday will be a Tainis Bechairas managed, just like it would be a Tainis Bechairas on Thursday. But according to the side of Chiyuv, the Zman HaChiyuv was Thursday. You missed it. What do you have to do? Well, you have to be mashal nachar zmanei. We end up pnim without a footnote. So you have to be mashal nachar zmanei. Fine. But what type of tainis would that be? That would be a tainis hashlama. It wouldn't be a tainis bechoyres. It'd be a tainis hashlama of tainis bechoyres. But it's not tainis bechoyres. It's not the original tainis bechoyres. The original, you could have done it only on Thursday. You missed it. Now you do what? You do a tainis hashlama. So it's already, even if lemaisa, let's say lu yitzuya, that both sides you'll have to fast after, it's still an afkamina. It's two different type of fast. That's number one. Number two, as I said earlier, there'll be an afkamina lemaisa yishlena. Pshat is, what do you mean an afkamina lemaisa? Pshat is azay. When do you have to fast? That fast after, when you miss Thursday. So according to the side of tashlumin, boru, that you have to fast, you have to do your tashlumin, on Friday, because you still have the chiv, you still have to do your tashlumin, so you do it on Friday, of course. Masha'ekin, according to the side of chiv, when do you have to do your lehashlim la'achar zmanai, meaning your tiny sashlama, when do you have to do it? Well, you can do it on Friday, you can do it after Pesach. Just like any other tainis, where we'll find out soon, there are some tainis where you have to do the tashlumin lachazmane, the lehashlum lachazmane, tainis hashlama after the time. When you do it, there's no specific time. Whenever you're ready, whenever you'd like, you do your tainis hashlama lachazmane. But mele, according to the side chiyuv, we would say he can do it Friday, he can do it after Pesach. Zeis ve'oid, yeshlema. That in this specific case, we would say, do it dafka after Pesach, not Friday. Why? Because Friday is a problem. It's Erev Shabbos. Only when you have no choice, you do it Erev Shabbos. But here, because it's only Atanis Hashlama La'achar Zmanai, why should you do it? Why should you choose Erev Shabbos to do it when you can do it after Pesach? You can do it anytime. So in Shlema, that we would say that according to the site Chiyuv, true, he has to be Mashal La'achar Zmanai, meaning we don't have the footnote yet, he can do it anytime, and in fact, not just anytime, I would tell him to do it after Pesach Dafka, and not Friday. Mashenken lefid et sad fun tashlumin, bo, that you tell him tashlumin, you have to do your tashlumin mitzad etzem achiyuv, not lachar zmanai, mitzad etzem achiyuv, bo, that I would say to him, you have to do it on Friday. V'yeshleimar, that this is meduyak. We can say this is meduyak mamash in the lashon of the Rebbe, in the Pnim. Take a look in the side of Chiyuv. Und leider zweiter hasbara, ey miot nit gefast meizu siba shtie beyem hey. Sagt der Rebbe, darf man es nit mashlim sein beyem vav. Wie bald es man nach Chiyuv is shena riba. Rebbe says we don't have to do it when beyem vav Friday. Meaning, even without a footnote, lo yitzuya rafiyu, you have to be mashlim lachar zmanai, but it's clear that Friday you wouldn't have to do it, as we explained just now. Then comes the footnote. Then comes the He'ara 9 and says Azari. Not only that, but according to the side of Chiyuv, not only that the tainis that you would have normally to do after would be a begeder tainis hashlama. And not only that, because it's tainis hashlama, I would say to him, you could do it any time, and noch, I would say to him, do it after Pesach. But the Rebbe adds, I would say to him, you don't have to do it at all. Why? Because for it is only a tainis hashlama lachar zmanai, it's a chumra, as we'll soon see. Mikiven sheyesh eimrim the big views when misanim klal, I would say that chumra of lehash machas money, you don't have to do it at all. According to the side of Tashlumin, it's mitan etzem achiyuv abor, you have to do it on Friday. But according to the side of chiyuv, so in the pnim, lo yitzu, you have to be mashlim, it's still a tanis hashlama. And it's a tanis hashlama when you should do it, not Friday, in this case you should do it after Pesach. Comes the footnote and say, further than that, that because it's a tanis hashlama, which is only a chumra, as we'll soon see, yesh, in this particular year, Erev Pesach Shechab B'Shabbos, Mikivan Sheyesh Eimrim Sheyem Misanim Klal, you don't have to. In other words, a regular year, you missed your Dalet Nisan, you'll have to do the Mitzad Chumah, you'll have to do Le'ashul Nachal Zman, as we'll soon see. But this year, you don't have to, Le'maisa, you don't have to, and therefore, you won't have to do it any fast at all. That's first, to explain Pashut the context of the Ha'arah. That's the kavanah of what the Rebbe is saying, and what that is also why this is in a footnote, not in the Pnim, as we just explained by Arucha. Now, I'd like to address Legufa Shel Inyan, what the Rebbe is saying in the footnote, and what the Rebbe implies, that if not the Svarah of Mikivan Sheyesh Emin, the Big Vilas Misanim Klal, I would have to be Mashlim the tainis le'achar zmanoi, and as we said, after Pesach. Not only that, from the Rebbe in the footnote, you understand the Rebbe implies that in a regular year, somebody missed tainis bocheres, and I'm speaking over here. There is no siyum and everything, right? He missed. We fast. Everyone fast, and he missed the fast. What do we do? Well, according to the Rebbe in the footnotes, it is implied that he would have to be mashlim le'achar zmanoi. Is does daf men verstehen? We have to understand what's the mocker of the Rebbe, what's the aside to this halacha, because apparently Bashkafa Rishena, when you take a look at Hilchus Tainis, it's not so simple. Not only it's not so simple, apparently looks like that there are different, not looks like, it's clear that there are different categories in Tainis. Some tainiyas, you have to be mashlim lachal zmanei. Some tainiyas, you don't have to. You don't have to be mashlim lachal zmanei. And apparently, tainis bucheres falls under the category of those tainisim where you don't have to be mashlim lachal zmanei. And Abba Zayf, Chek Zadah Shaila, what the Rebbe means over here in the footnote. That without the svarah of mikivan sheyesh emrim, you would have to be mashlim lachal zmanei in a regular year. You would have to be mashlim lachal zmanei. So what's going on here? So what's the basis for the question, first of all? The halachas of, in a case of shachach leis anais, what to do, are in simen tavkuf sameches, in Erech Chaim, mechaber amor magen avrom. There isn't an alter rebbe on that simen, so we'll have to go by the mechaber amor and the magen avrom and see what they said. I'm going to elaborate a little bit and give you all the cases, because although at first glance you'll say, well, not every Pratim is Nagea, to make the point of the question, but you'll soon see that this is going to be Nagea also to the answer. So I'd like now to just elaborate a bit and explain exactly the Halacha Aleph there, the Mechaber, the Ramo, the Magen Avram. They're basically, the Simen Tavkus HaMeches is about Nidre Tainis. Somebody made a Neder to do a Tainis. And there are two categories, there are two different types of neder tainis. One is neder tainis liyom zeh. He made a tainis for a particular day. He said, "Ichmacha neder that on tezvav iyar I'm gonna do a tainis." So that's one neder, one type of a neder. Another type of a neder is neder tainis liyom stam. Stam he took upon himself that a day, the Yemina Yomim, a day, he'll be Yem Stam, he'll be doing a Tainis. And then it arrived that day, and he decided to that this day should be the one. And he started the Tainis, let's say. Okay? So these are the two types, Nadal Yem Zeh and Nadal Yem Stam. Now, what happened? Shachach, and in the morning he had a coffee, he started to eat. And what should he do? So the Mechaber says, it depends. If it's Nodar Tainis Le Yoim Zeh, then he completes his tinnies of that day. Even though he ate in the morning, he completes the tinnies, and that's it. He doesn't have to fast another day. If it's not al yom stam, then ibeta nisay, he's that day, let's say he started the tinnies, right? Having in mind that he's going to do his tinnies l'yom stam, but then he forgot and he ate something, ibeta nisay, that day he can eat now, it's not going to count as his tinnies at all, and he should fast another day, complete day. And then says the Mechaber, and tinnies tzibur, the din is like nodal tinnies l'yom ze. And in the case of a tinnies tzibur, Chachamim are misaken a tinnies, that the tzibur should be fasting. And somebody forgot on that day and ate in the morning, what should he do? He's mashlim the tinnies of that day, and that's it. He doesn't have to do another tinnies another day. Comes the Ramah and says that benegia nadal tainis leyom ze, we are machmir to chumris. We mashlim that very day completely. He completes that day, and then he also do another tainis another day complete. Why comes the Magen Avraham and he explains the svara? Because what's the svara of the Mechaber to differentiate between nadal leyom ze and nadal leyom stam? So he said, because there is a concept in Tainisen, Leivel Perea, whether a person can say for a Tainis, he can say, you know what, I borrow, meaning I borrow that day, I was supposed to fast on that day, but I'm borrow that day, I'm going to eat now, and Perea, I'll pay the Tainis on a different day. Could you do such a thing? So Mechaber Halt Videshita, that Benagia Nada Leyemze, you cannot do such a thing. It's that day Dafka, it cannot be Perea another day. And eventually you decided that this should be a particular day, meaning you started, let's say, your tainis on a particular day, or your mekabel mincha the day before, that you say, you know what, tomorrow is going to be my yom stam. Leve perea, you can change your mind, and you can say, you know what, I'm leve, and that day I will eat, and perea, I'll pay my debt of that tainis stam another day. Bemele, like the Mechaber. That's why that banada liyom ze, even if you forgot and you ate during that day, you complete that day, and you don't do any other tainis, because there is no possibility for another day to be perea, to count and to replace that day. Mashe enken, benagea nada liyom stam, because there is that option of being able to replace with another day, and since you ate today, so there is no reason anymore to fast. Just forget about it. You can eat, and then you'll pay your debt for another day. You'll make a complete day. That's the site for the Mechaber. Says the Magen Avraham that the Ramah is cheshesh. There are days even in nadal leyom zeh that you can be loiven perea, and therefore the Ramah is machmir both chumres. He says complete that day in case we hold like the shita of that you cannot be loiven perea and another day cannot be replaced, cannot help. But then he says, we are machmir, that we also fast another day, completely, because we are cheshesh, that there are shittas who hold that you could be, even not only yemze loivin peria, but maybe there could be an option where another day can replace that day, and therefore you should also do another complete day. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Then, Magen Avraham says that with regards to tainis tzibur, which is kavua for a particular day, and he doesn't say it there, but it's clear in Siv Beis that you cannot be loiven perea in a tainis tzibur. If you forgot to eat on a tainis tzibur, you forgot to start your fast, you ate something, you complete that day, and that's it. You don't have to be misane another day at all. And the same thing he says for the tainism, such as Shiva Sabbatamuz and so on, all those tainism which are kavua for a particular day, if somebody forgot and ate during that day, well, he completes the tainis, and that's it. He doesn't have to be misane another tainis. But he concludes and adds, imloi mishum kapara, meaning, you don't have to, but if you want, you can do another one for Tainis Tzibur or for Tainis like Shiros Betamus, Tainis Kavua, you can do another one Lishem Kapara. Not Lishem Mashlim Zayin, right? The Tainis, because Minadin, you don't have to, you complete and finish. But Mitzat Kapara, you can do another day, another complete day. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Now, to know the din by Tainis Bochayos, what should be the din? If you forgot and ate, what should you do? Should be misane another tainis? Hashul nachazmana, yes or no? Well, to be able to determine that, we have to find out, first of all, what gather is tainis b'chayres, what it falls under which category. So, based, I'm not going to be mairich now, but based on the Alter Rebbe, and other earlier poskim and mekayres, and certainly in the Sicha, it's clear, Tainis Bochayres has a gedef on a Tainis Tzibur. Now there is a Shakle V'Tayah about that. Like I said, I'm not going to get into this, into the details, because even though there are Shittas who says, well, we consider Tainis Bochayres like another Tainis Yachid, but there are many Shittas who consider it like a Tainis Tzibur. And what's important for us is because Saifam the Alter Rebbe is Mashmazay, and Saifam from the Rebbe in the Sicha is clearly Mashmazay. The Rebbe in the Sicha, clearly at the beginning in Sif Aleph, says that why we not kevea Tainis Bochayres lechatchila we not kevea on Friday because it's found Tzibur and it's lechatchila, etc. Right? Clearly that Tainis Bochayres is a gather of Tainis Tzibur, and it's even more clear in footnote 17 if you take a look there, where the Rebbe is Shakil Vetori Benageya. Tainis Bochayres, and he brings a question from Tavkus HaMeches, and the question is based on the Hanacha, as you can see from footnote 17, that Tainis Bochayres, as the Rebbe understood, is that this is a Tainis Tzibur. Now, we can also prove that from the Alter Rebbe, from the very first Halacha, where the Alter Rebbe said that you're Tainis Bochayres, you're Mashlim until Tzesa Kechavim, which is the case for Tainis Tzibur, not necessarily for Tainis Yachid. Although, in Benegea Neinu, the Alter Rebbe compares it to Tainis Yechidim, Lafashtein Punk, what's going on over there, but Akoponim, from the Alter Rebbe Bichos, from earlier Mekeres, and from the Sicha, is Mashma that Tainis Bochayres is a Tainis Tzibur. And if that's the case, if Tainis Bochayres is a Tainis Tzibur, based on what the Magen Avraham tells us in Tavkuf Sameches, the Tainis Tzibur, if you ate, you don't have to fast another day. In other words, you don't have to be Mashlim Zayin, the Tainis L'Achar Zmanoi. So, what is the Rebbe saying in the footnote 9? Da verstehen, what the Rebbe says, and the only reason why Enzer L'Achar Zmanoi is Mikivan in Gviu Zu Enzer L'Achar. Without this Svara, I would say, you have to be Mashlim L'Achar Zmanoi. And, as we said earlier, you imply from the Rebbe in a regular year where you don't have the Svar of Yeshemrim, you missed your Dalet Nisan, you have to be Mashlim Zayin L'Achar Zmanoi. Is what's going on. So before we matzia the bill here, the answer, first of all, I'd like to clarify that you cannot say that the pshat in the footnote is the Rebbe refers to the Tanis Kapara, that the Magen Avraham says that the Tanis Tzibur, if you missed, even though you don't have to do a Mashlim Zalachar Zman, you don't have to do another Tanis, but Mitzat Kapara, if you want, you do. And you would say that this is what the Rebbe means. The Rebbe comes in a footnote to add that even the Kaparadika fast, which is Lachazmana, even that one, you don't have to do it. Big view zu, because Yeshem Rim, Shem is an imklal, so there is no inin of Kapara and so on. You can't say that. It's a Decher Gadol to say that this is the Pshat in the Rebbe's footnote, because it's not Mashma in the Loshon. In the Loshon, it's Enzer Lehashlim Lachar Zmanei. Lehashlim is clearly a Tainis Hashlama. If the Rebbe meant here the Tainis Kapara, the Magen Avraham mentions there in Tavkuf Samaches, the Rebbe should have said, Kivan Shiye Shemrin, the big view of the Misanian clown is Af Mishum Kapara and Tzech Lisanis. Not in Tzech Lehash Nachaz Maiz Mashma, the Rebbe learned that the Zan Mitzah Kapara, Mitzah Mamesh Tanis Hashlama, Melef Chagr the Shaila was Tutsar. Apparently, Betanis Tzibu, we say, you don't have to be Mashim Zan Lehachaz Manei. So, Yeshlemel the beer here, I'll try to do it bekitzo, that based on an Alten Rebbe, which the mocker of the Alten Rebbe, in that particular halacha, is a chut ha-shani, shalos a true chut ha-shani, we can say that Tanis Bukhairis, in fact, we have a mocker and a yosoid, that Tanis Bukhairis is andersh, is a yetze min ha-klal, from all the other tiny tzibur, and despite that he's a tiny tzibur and he's a kavua for a particular day, we would say for tiny bocheres that we compare it to nodar tiny leyim ze, which it's possible to be leiven perea, and if it's possible to be leiven perea, yemolt chal is chal the chumra of the ramo, which says that. Because you could be Levin Perea, we are machmir to fast another fast. What's the mocker? What do you say to it? The Yusayit is in Simen Tav Ein, which is the Simen of Tanis Bukhayas, where the Alter Rebbe speaks about the case of a bris. What happened? A regular year, Yudalot Nisan, there is a bris. What do we do? So the Alter Rebbe brings, it's a long halacha with a lot of protein, but I'm summarizing it. The inyonim which are negel inyoneinu. The Rebbe says that the Havia ben Bale Abris, the Havia ben the male and the Sandak, they could eat. They could eat on Tainis Bechayrus. And if they are Bechayim, right? Even though they have a fast, they could eat. And what do they do with the Tainis Bechayrus? And remember, we're not in the mode of Siyum here. We're in the mode of Tainis. We have to fast, right? So, despite the fact that there is a fast, because they have a bris, they could eat. And what about the Tainis Bukhaya? Says the Alter Rebbe, they could be Leuven Peirea after Pesach. So the Peirea, the fast after Pesach. So, what's going on here? Meaning, but Tanis Tzibur in general, you cannot be Loiven Pera. In fact, in Tavkuf Sameches, if based there, clearly, Chaber de Ramo speaks about the Bris, and by Tanis Tzibur, you cannot be eating on the Tanis Tzibur a la Milo, because you cannot be Loiven Pera. So what's going on here? Why for Tanis Bechayres we can do such a thing? So if you take a look in Shalos Tshuves Chut Hashani, which is the mocker of the Alter Rebbe, which the Alter Rebbe himself, or the Maharil, is mitzayin there, ala gilyan, that this is the mocker to that din. It's a long tshuva, and Ba'arichas is mepalpel in this whole sugya. And the Nekudas Advarim, he says that because Tanis Bechayres is a minhag, therefore we compare it, and that's what he says, we compare it to Nadar, to the status of a tainis, neither nodar tainis leyem zea yem kavua, because tainis bechayrus fort is a yem kavua, as you know, Nissen, right? So he said we compare it to nodar leyem zea, that you could be in the case of a bris, you could be bichlal, you could be loiven perea. Sorry, not bichlal. In case of a bris, we could be loiven perea. And so you eat on yidalat Nissen, and after that you perea. And what do we see from there? It's a whole chut ha-shani, it's kedai to learn it bifnim, but I'm trying to summarize the nekuda. Is that the chut ha-shani, the Alter Rebbe has a paskent, that Tanis Bechayres, with regard to Leuven Perea, will fall under the category and we will be medame to the status of another Tanis Leyemze, and not to the other regular Tanis Tzibur. And that is why, Benagia de Bris, we will say that you can eat and be Peirea, your tainis another time. Bemele. So, miken zog nazoi, that al pize, in the halacha, in the case of Shachach, what should we do? Well, based on the Alter Rebbe, based on the Chut Hashani, because we are comparing in Bris over there. We are comparing Tanis Bochez to Nadal Tanis Liemze. To say that by Tanis Bochez you could be Leuven Perea. So if you can be Leuven Perea, all of a sudden Tanis Bochez falls under the Chumra of the Ramah. What does the Ramah say? The Ramah said that by Nadal Liemze, Tanis Liemze, you have to be Machmir to also do a Tanis, another one, Lisanes Yemacher. In other words, Lehash Nachazmane. And why? Because there are certain shittas who hold, as in Magen Avraham explains the Ramah, there are certain shittas who hold that you can be Leuven Perea. Bemele, if you can be Leuven Perea, you should be Perea another complete Tainis. So if that's the case, if Tainis Bechez, you also can be Leuven Perea, as we saw from the Alter Rebbe, as we saw from the Chut HaShani, well, it falls under this category. Bemele, it'll be just like Nodal Liyemze, that we will say, according to the Ramah, that we are machmir to do another tainis. And that's the lehashl nachazmana of Heara 9. That's what the Rebbe means. That normally, we would have to. In a regular year, we would have to. And why? Because we could be Leuven Perea. We saw that in the Alter Rebbe, in the Gabris. So if that's the case, in the case of Shachar, it falls marish under that category of Nadal Yemze, where you have to be misane another fast. And not like the other tainis tzibur. Except, Rebbe says, this year of Erev Pesach Rebbe Shabbos, Mikivon Sheyei Shemrim, that Bigvius Misanin Klal is Yemol Midavnish Machmizan de Chumra, that the Ramos say that you have to be Mashlach Zman de Benagia Nadal Yemze, which we apply that to Tanis Bukhayres. We don't have to be Machmizan Chumra. Why? Because Milchat Chila there is such a deal that we don't have to be misane, okay? So we metzarev this day lehakel, and we don't have to fast at all. That's lechayra. That's how lechayra we can explain the pshat over here in footnote 9. Now I'd like to go to footnote 13 and clarify what the Rebbe means over there, what the Rebbe is saying. So, in the Pnim, the Rebbe said, we have a proof from Tainis Esther, like the side of Tashlumin. What's the proof? Tainis Esther, Purim that falls on a Sunday, the Tainis Esther is Nitre, normally it should have been Shabbos, you cannot fast on Shabbos, Tainis Esther is Nitre to Thursday. What do we do in the case of Abris? Again, it is a shot of Abris. And there it's for everybody, by the way, not just for the Baile Abris. What do? We could be Eichel al Amila. Everyone can eat on Thursday, and they fast on the Bukharim. With Tani Sester here. And so everyone fast, and those who ate, they fast on Friday. Says the Rebbe, it's a proof to the side of Tashlumin, as we explained by Arichus in the first year, because if it was Chiyuv, if Thursday was the Zman HaChiyuv, the Ramah would have never been Matir Lechatchila Azoy to eat on the Zman HaChiyuv and fast the next day, in a regular fast. So you Gimel Adar, you don't do that. So, Betelis, you don't do that. So here, why are you doing this? Elamai, says the Rebbe, because it's Tashlumin. Milchatchila is only a Tashlumin to the Chiyuv of Shabbos. And mainly the Tashlumin, you can do it on Friday, just like you can do it on Thursday. Chatchila, you don't do it on Friday, but you have it here, you have a bris. We can be Mekil. And you eat on Thursday, and you fast on Friday. And then, says the Rebbe, we medame milsa ni milsa. We apply this to Tanis Bukhayres, and we say that Tanis Bukhayres will be the same system, a system of Tashlomin. Eora 13. Rebbe says, Re'e Chok Yankiv, Simen Tavayin, Siv Katan Dalet. Who says, Ve'gam Efshar Lis Anes Tanis Be'erev Shabbos. And then, Ode Hoyir Gam Miprim Egradim, Shom Siv Katan Gimel, the Eastern is Bechayr, Shetzam be'erev Pesach, and Erev Pesach al Shabbos, Yisan Erag b'Yimva. It's what's going on here. What's going on here is two things. First of all, the Rebbe says that there are two more nafkaminas. Meaning in the Pnim, from the Chkira, we have two nafkaminas, Shochach, and we have Katan Shehigdil. But the Rebbe here in the footnote is Meramed, there are two other cases where there will be a nafkamina from the Chkira. And second Nekuda the Rebbe is saying is that we have Shittas. In the first case, the Chok Yankiv. In the second case, the Prima Godim. Zweistus, that's what the Rebbe is saying. Vazeh halten, they hold like the side of Tashlumin. So what's the pshat? What's going on in the footnote? Let's begin with the Chok Yankiv with this case. What is he speaking about? Chok Yankiv is speaking about a bris, take. What do we do in a case of a bris? We just had the Alter Rebbe and the Chutashani and everything, and a few of the Paskim are speaking about it. But the Chok Yankiv is also speaking about it, and he brings the Chutashani Agav, and he brings others, he brings many different shittas. What do we do in the case of a bris? Without getting into this. Then he says, What do we do in the case of a bris of an Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos and the Tainis is Thursday and there is a bris Thursday? What do we do? So he brings different shittas, but then he brings an option. And his option is as I, V'gam Efshalis and the Tainis B'Erev Shabbos. Meaning he found a pitorim. You have a Tainis on Thursday? Fine. So what do you do? Thursday you have a bris, eat, and then you replace, you perea, in other words, or you menchatchila, he said, you do your tiny sabacheres the next day, Erev Shabbos. I found you a pitaron, an option. Now, Rebbe means here in footnote 13 that this whole option, that this whole shita of the Chok Yankiv is only according to the side of Tashlumin. According to the side of Chiyuv, you couldn't have done something like that. You couldn't have said to somebody, you know what, you have a Chiyuv now Thursday, well, eat and tomorrow you fast. You can't do that. If you have a Chiyuv, that's you have to fast. Now, you want to have a heter for bris mitzad other reasons, which in fact they are. Different shittas, different ways to deal with the bris. Fine, but to say that the pitaron would be that tomorrow you will fast, as the Ramah says in Tainis Esther, according to the side of Chiyuv, you can't do that. The Mele, the Chok Yankiv's pitaron is only based on the side of Tashlumin. So here we have a nafkemina. Could we do a pitaron of bris? In a case of bris, could we say to somebody, you know what, you eat today and you fast tomorrow? Or not? According to the side Chiyuv, we cannot do such a pitaron. We will have to find another solution or another heta. Mashenk, and according to the side of Tashlumin, we can have such a pitaron exactly as the Ramah says such a pitaron, Benagia Tani Sesta. And b'mele, the fact that the Chok Yankiv gives such a pitaron is clear that the Chok Yankiv at Gehalten, Benagia Tani Sbuchayres, that's what he's speaking over there about, that it's Tashlumin. That's first Nekuda. Then it's the Nekuda of the Primigonim, that's another case. What's the case? It's an interesting case. It's the case of the Easternis. And it's a whole case, meaning it's built up on so many information that you have to go step by step until you get to the actual case and understand what the Primigonim is saying and eventually what the Rebbe is saying. So let's begin. First step, first information. There is a concept of an Easternis, sensitive person, not just time sensitive, with regard to a particular thing, which is in this case, if he eats lunch well, if he eats during the day well, he loses completely his appetite at night. Such an Easternis, the Gemara says, and it's brought in Halacha, in fact in Halacha it's brought in Siman Tavayin, that is allowed, even though it's Nissan, it's Erev Pesach, it's Erev Yontav, is allowed to fast on Erev Pesach, mitzad hidur mitzvah, so he'll be able to eat matzah letiyoven. So he's not a bechoy, we're not speaking about bechoyos here, we're speaking bechal nistanis, he fasts Erev Pesach, so in order, lehidur mitzvah, so he can eat the matzah letiyoven at night. That's number one. Second detail is that this Easternis Vaistuis, because he's such an Easternis, he is doing this Tainis, not only Erev Pesach, he's doing his Tainis every Erev Shabbos. In order to eat the Suda Shabbos lit oven, is lekovet Suda Shabbos, he fasts during Erev Shabbos, and that's muta. And in fact, it's brought in halacha, the same halacha that, and actually the two halachas refer to each other, that these Easterners can fast on Erev Shabbos, even though normally we don't fast on Erev Shabbos, but we give them a special heter so we can be mekayim the Suda's mitzvah of Suda Shabbos v'zdav tzuzayin l'teyoven. That's the second detail. Now, here we have to add that he's fasting also every Shabbat, every Erev Shabbos of the month of Nisan, even though we don't fast on Nisan, but here, speaking about somebody who clearly was mekabel of zich to fast every Erev Shabbos, and when you do a special Kabbalah, you can fast even during Nisan on Erev Shabbos. So, bottom line, he's fasting every Erev Pesach, he's fasting every Erev Shabbos. Now, third piece of information, this Easterness happens to be HaBechair. Okay? So every year, he doesn't have a problem, in fact. He is doing one Tainis for two. He's doing his Tainis Bechairis, and he's doing his Tainis Easterness, and he's fine. But here, it's a year of Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. And the Tainis Bechairis is Nitre to Yom He to Thursday. Now, for his matzah l'tiyoven Erev Pesach this year, he's not going to be able to fast, because so much so to say that for l'tiyoven we're going to be matir to fast on Shabbos, we don't. Okay, on Erev Pesach we do, but on a Shabbos, to fast on a Shabbos, we don't. We're not matir just for the Hidur mitzvah of l'tiyoven. So he'll miss l'tiyoven. He won't be able to fast on Shabbos. But remember, this guy, this Easterness, is also fasting on Erev Shabbos. So it means that he would have to fast basically Thursday for Tanis Bechairis, Nitre, and also Friday for Erev Shabbos, because he's fasting every Erev Shabbos for Sudas Mitzvah of Shabbos. The problem with this Easterness, and that's the last piece of information, is that he's not able to fast 2 days in a row. He can't. So the question is, basically, he cannot fast Thursday and Friday, so what should he do? Should he fast Thursday? Should he fast maybe just Friday? What do we do? The Prima Ganim says the following. In this case, he says, because Bediyaved he cannot fast 2 days, we will say to him, just only fast Friday, and you'll be Yotze, well, for sure, your Tainis Easterness, so you'll be able to eat your Sudas Mitzvah L'Tovin, but not only that, you'll be Yotze with your fast of Friday, you'll be Yotze your Tainis Bechairis. That's what the Prima Ganim say. The Rebbe means in the footnote 13 that this whole Prima Ganim is only if we learn Tashlumin. Meaning here we have another Nafkamina. If we learn like the side of Chiyuv, what we should have said to this Easterness? We should have said, Thursday you have to fast. Ah, you cannot fast 2 days. Too bad. You'll fast Thursday and so, and Friday you'll have to eat. But we cannot be matir you to eat Zman HaChiyuv on and Zman HaChiyuv is kavua to what? To Thursday. Thursday you have a chiyuv mitzat Tanis Bechayas to fast. You have to fast. You cannot count on tomorrow. The mele, meaning the tomorrow is not going to be the zman of the chiyuv anymore, and for sure that as soon as you have a chiyuv, you have to be mekayem that chiyuv. You cannot say, you know, I cannot be mekayem this chiyuv because tomorrow I have something else to do. No, now you have to do it. Tomorrow you won't be able to do your tiny sistanis. So Baruch, if it would be chiyuv, we would say to the psak should have been that he fasts Thursday and zeu, only Thursday. Mashe enkein, if you hold like the side of tashlumin. So because Thursday in the first place was just a tashlumin to his chiyuv of Shabbos, but technically he can do his tashlumin on Friday, so it's true that lechatchila, normally we wouldn't do such a thing. Lechatchila, the tashlumin has to be done on Thursday because we don't want to do a tainis on Erev Pesach, on Erev Shabbos. But here, first of all, it's a case of bediyaved. Not only that, he's already got a special heter to fast on Fridays. He doesn't have so much the problem of fasting Erev Shabbos. So clearly he could be Mekayim Istashlumin of Tanis Bocheres. Instead of being Mekayim on Thursday, he'll be Mekayim on Friday. And Shalom Al Yisrael. He'll have his Tanis Bocheres. He'll have his Tanis Istanis. And everything will be fine. That's only according to the side of Tashlumin. Mashakin according to the side of Chiyuv. As we explained earlier. So the Rebbe is saying here in footnote 13 that the Lehoyim Yiprim Egonim, that's why it's there. Meaning the Pnim, here we are in the stage of the Sicha where the Rebbe wants to prove that Tanis Bocheres is Tashlumin. So right away in that footnote, the Rebbe says, A, the Chok Yankev, in the case of the Bris, clearly holds like the side of Tashlumin. And B, the Prime Godim, in the case of Istanis, also holds like the side of Tashlumin. Which means that at the end of the day, and this could be a nice riddle to somebody who learned the Sicha, you can ask, how many Nafka Minas do we have in the end, in total, in the Sicha? So, Bashkav HaRishena, you'll say, well, you have two. You have Shochach, you have Katan Shehigdil. But Lemaise, you have two more Nafka Minas, which are hidden over here in footnote 13. One is Benegea Pitaran for a Brit, if you can say such a Pitaran. And the other is Benegea the Easternis. Fourth and final point, final Nekuda, which I'd like to share here, and that's Psa Biel Bederech Hefsha, we can say, based on what the Rebbe is saying at the end of Siv Gimel. At the end of Siv Gimel, the Rebbe say that in the end, Mihalten from the proof of Siyum, the proof of Siyum is Machia, like the side of Chiyuv. We had a proof from Tiny Sester like the side of Tashlumin, says the Rebbe. Well, first of all, not every Takana has to be exactly established the same way. And second, that in fact there is a reason, there is a Higoyen to say that Batanis Esther Thursday will only be a Tashlumin, Mashenken Batanis Bocheres Thursday will be Ikiz Manachiyuv. How so? We explained that at length in the first year. I'd just like to go back briefly so to understand what's going on here, just to go back briefly to what the Rebbe is saying there at the end of Seif Gimel in the bracket. Rebbe says like this. Tiny Sester, Zmanoi, the real time, the original time, Mamash, the time of the Tainis is Yud Gimel Adar, which then Nikalu, Lamed Al Nafsham, etc. Bemele, to say that we move the fast in case that we cannot fast on the Shabbos, we move the fast, that's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. I mean, Yud Aleph Adar doesn't demand a Tainis. It's Yud Gimel Adar that demands a Tainis. Mainly we learn Bepashtus that Yud Aleph Adar will only be a Tashlumin for the Chiyuv of Yud Gimel Adar. Now, why should you learn that all of a sudden Yud Aleph Adar becomes the Zman HaChiyuv? Doesn't make so much sense to learn this way. It's better, it's more mistabel to learn Tashlumin. Mashen Ken Tanis Becheres, Rebbe says it's different. Tanis Becheres, it's not like Yudalet Nissen in the first place was Be'etzem the Zman Achiv of the Tanis. Really, if you want to go back to the Mocker, the Zman Achiv of Tanis is Tesvav Nissen, because the whole Tanis is Zeichel Lenesh in Itzulim Makas Becheres, which happened on the 15th of Nissen. Except that we couldn't fast on the... We can't fast on the 15th of Nisan, so Chachamim were mesaken that the time the Chiyuv should be on the Yudalet. So in the first place, the Iker Atakana, Yudalet is a Tanis Dochui. Yudalet is not a Meyuchas to the Tainis, it's just a Tanis Dochui. When we cannot on Yudalet, for example, it's a Shabbos, what should we do? Well, we move it to Thursday. Now we move it to Thursday in what way? Not in a way of Tashlumin Kavyochol that Yudalet is the Zman Achiyuv and Yud Beis is just a Tashlumin for that. Now you could say already that Yud Beis is equally the Zman Achiyuv like Yudalet was the Zman Achiyuv. The same gather, Yudalet was the Zman Achiyuv as a Dochui. Well, in a case that you cannot have the Dochui on Yudalet, you have the Dochui on Yud Beis. And so Yud Beis will become the Iker Achiyuv, the Zman Achiyuv Mamash. That's how the Rebbe concludes the Siv Gimel. So when I was learning the Sikh, I was thinking, well, if that's the case, so what's the Higoyen behind the other Shita in Tanis Becheres in the Chkira, the other side of Tashlumin. First of all, there is such a Chkira, right? And there are two sides. The Rebbe says many times in the Sichas that every Svara in Teira, even a Sakadaitach, but every Svara in every Dea, even if it's not Anginumen Lehalacha, it's a, there is a Mokim, Yesh Mokim Beteira, and Midav Dos Vashtein, there is a Yusoid, we can learn Heirois, and so on. That's number one. Number two, you see that in Seif Beis, if we didn't have the proof of Siyum, the Rebbe was noted at first to be Medami Milsa de Milsa, and to say that everything that applies in Tiny Sester applies, meaning Tashlumin that applies, the gather of the Tiny's Nitre in Tiny Sester would apply also by Tiny's Bechayres. The Rebbe changed only because we have another proof, which is Siyum, but if it wasn't because of Siyum, we would have proof from Tiny Sester. So there is a mockem to say that Tiny's Bechayres will be a Tashlumin. Not only that, you see that the Rebbe is Shakil Vitori in Seif Hey and Vav to be Mechadesh, according to the side of Tashlumin in Tanis Bocheres, the cotton will have to fast. Meaning the Rebbe is done. Mamish, according to the side of Tashlumin, meaning there is a Mokum to that Shita. And as we just said, not only that, there are actually Shitas in Halacha, Chot Yankev, the Prime Godim, was halten wie the Shita of Tashlumin, Tanis Bocheres Nitre is a Tashlumin. Is Freisir the Shaila, according to the end, to the Higoyen, to the Svar of the Rebbe, in the end of Siv Gimel, how does it work? Rebbe just explained well why Tanis Esther Davka, which Zmano is Yud Gimel, makes sense to say that Yud Aleph Adar Nitre is just a Tashlumin, but Tanis Bocheres, which Zmano was Tezvav, and Yudalet was only a Tanis Dochui, and that was the Iker HaTakana of Tanis Dochui, so we moved the Iker HaTakana of Tanis Dochui from Yudalet to Yud Beis. And Yud Beis becomes the new Iker HaTakana, the new Zman HaChiyuv. And based on that, you know, what's the Svara of the side of Tashlumin? What should you say? It's Tashlumin only. So, Ula Yeshlem HaRazai, that Be'etzem, in Tanis Bocheres, the Mocker and the Yusoid, and Tam from them, found Tzvei Shittas. We saw, there is really more Shittas, but the Inyonenus found Tzvei Shittas. And say Shittas. We saw, for now, we saw one Shita, that it's the Shita of the Tur, as we understand the Tur Bepashtus, and clearly the Alter Rebbe, which is Zecher Lenes. And what's the Zecher Lenes? Shinitzulumi Makas Bocheres, which happened on the Tezvav. And based on that is what the Rebbe says at the end of Siv Gimel. Ober Sifaran Chasam Sefer. Chasam Sefer asks the question we mentioned earlier. I think we mentioned actually in the first year. Yes, according to the side of Zecher Lenes, why we were misaken at Tainis? Why not a Suda Seida? Whoops, it's a Madne Takana, Tainis for a Zecher Lenes. We don't see this everywhere. No, the Achenim are discussing this, but Chasam Sefer asked that question, and therefore he says that the Pshat in the Tur, he learns the Tur differently. He says the Pshat in the Tur is Anders. That really the Tainis is Meyusad, something else. It was then Makas Bocheres on the Tezvav. So what happened? The Bocheres Yisrael on Yudalet were afraid. I mean, they knew that the next day, or at night, there will be a Makas Bocheres. So what did they do on Yudalet, on Erev Makas Bocheres? What did they do? Said Chasam Sefer, they fasted. They fasted. The Daven, they fasted. To be pashut, they were to be nitzol from Makas Bocheres. So Zecher, says the Chasam Sefer, not Zecher le'neis of Tezvav, but Zecher le'tainis Yudalet. Therefore, the Bocherim today are fasting again. Zecher of that tainis that was Yudalet, and we fast when Yudalet. The Meile, according to that, Eifun with Chasam Sefer, fastate. Is Yudalet is Zmanoi. It's the actual Zmanoi of the Tainis, Bocheres, just like Yud Gimel Adar is Zmanoi of Tanis Esther. In the middle of Meyusla, what the Rebbe says in Siv Gimel and the difference between Tanis Esther and Tanis Bocheres, we can say that Meyusla of them, we can Zogn, as Das Gufa is the Yusoid of Machlekes, is the Yusoid of the two ways, of the two Ifanim, whether we hold like Teshlumin or whether we hold like Chiyuv on Tainis Nitcha on Thursday. If the Tainis Bocheres is Meyusad of Tezvav, Zecher Lenes, with the Tour the Alter Rebbe, is when Mele makes sense to say, as the Rebbe says in Siv Gimel, like the side of Chiyuv, that even Yudalit was a Tanis Dochui. Even Yudalit is Nishkem Yuchas. But Mele, in a case we cannot fast Yudalit, when we fast, Yudbeis becomes the newsman of Chiyuv. Mashe Einkein, if we learn, like the Chassam Sefer, that the Tainis is Meyusad. Tainis Bechor is Meyusad on Tainis Bechorim that they made on Yudalet. So Yudalet is Manoi. So it's just Punkt with Tainis Esther, which Yud Gimel Adar is Manoi. It's just like the Rebbe said about Tainis Esther, makes sense to say, if Yud Gimel Adar Mondem Tainis, makes sense to say that Yudalef Adar Nitri is only a Tashlum into it. So too we will say for Tainis Bechoris, that because Yudalet is Manoi of the Tainis Bechoris, is when we can't do it in Zvanoi, what do? Epsata Shlomin on Yom Heh. But to say so far that Yom Heh becomes the new Zman Achiyuv, it doesn't make sense. Yudalet is Zman Achiyuv. Hey, it's just a Tashlomin for the Yudalet. Yazay Kevshar Kemen Fashtein, the Yusoid, side of Yusoid Amachlekes, and Bifrat side the Yusoid of that Shita of Tashlomin that is based on a different Havana of the Yosid of the Tainis. At Kan is a Frelichen Koshen Frelichen Pesach. As we say, Benissen Igolu und Benissen Asidin Leigol. Seid gesund.